I wanted to share with you a little tidbit that came across my desk this week. Any of you do Alexa? Have you ever shopped with Alexa? Okay, got it. All right, so you'll see how this is going to go. So there is a preacher. His name is Phil Brookman. He has a large church in Oklahoma City. And he has about 1,000 people worship at his church on Sunday morning. And he has a huge group of people that listen to the service from their home on their television set. So he was preaching a sermon, and it was from Corinthians about unity and the need to take care of others. And he talked about how, you know, it's so easy for us to live separate lives. And then he said that even shopping has become depersonalized. And then he said, instead of going to Walmart and interacting with other persons, one need only say, Alexa, order toilet paper. So what happened was all these people that were listening on from their homes, their Alexa picked it up. And there were hundreds of people getting these orders of toilet paper from hearing this preacher say, Alexa, order toilet paper. So he found out about this. And so the next week, part of his sermon was this. Alexa, donate $500 to the Memorial Road Church of Christ. So we'll see how well he did with getting his money. So I told you last week I was going to Richmond to get new glasses. These are my new glasses. They're titanium. And the new color for guys is blue. So I have blue on the ends. And so if you would like a similar pair, they're about $1,100. I get them for free. So I have a brother that's in the trade. So we're going to look at rules today. And so I was thinking about some Bible scriptures that we use to help us with rules. And the first is the Ten Commandments. We all know the Ten Commandments. Let's see if we all know the Ten Commandments. I teased Maggie Kopp. I said, Maggie, I'm going to call you up and have you list the Ten Commandments. And she went under her pew and said, please, Pastor Dave, don't do that. So let's see if we can get the Ten Commandments. And remember, the way I remember it is 4 deal with God, 6 deal with how we deal with people. So just shout out. Let's see how well we do. Let's see if we can get the 10. All right, honor mom and dad. Good. I'm sorry? No other gods, exactly. That's first one. Let's try again. Bear false witness, that's right. Okay, another? Shall not kill, you go, all right? No steal, no adultery, all right? We've got 1, 2. Got it? All right, we need 3 more about God. Obey the Sabbath. You know, when we do it, and when people do this, that's the one that people forget. They're not going to church. Or, no graven images. One more. God's name in vain. That's right. You know, if you'll go to like Presbyterian churches, you'll see that they don't have most of their windows in Presbyterian churches. You usually won't see figures. You'll see like geometrics because they take it very seriously. They would see that as a graven image. So, you know, we don't worry about that. But, all right. I got more important things to worry about than stained glass windows. All right. Then the next one that we have is one that we heard in Luke, the 16th verse, which is the golden rule. What is that? Do unto others as you would have them what? Do unto you. All right. We can practice that. And then there's the one that... what is the one that people remember? Jesus says God is the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, body, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Good. All right. This is the way to do it. So those are the rules. And then Jesus gives us what are called the Beatitudes as a way to live these rules. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of go through this scripture together. So everybody pull out your Bible and turn to page 60 in the back part of the Bible. Luke, page 60, Luke 6. We're going to look at Luke, what we heard today, Luke 17 through 38. Only had one scripture for today because this one was so long. I even made copies for the choir so they can participate with us. So we're just going to kind of go through this a little bit and help. So we have where Jesus is, we're going to look at verse 12. So Jesus is going to, he's gone to the mountain to pray. He picks his 12 disciples. It's interesting that in Luke, there's a particular disciple that is not the same name as in others. So look through those names and see if you can figure out who is the one that is particular, or I like Ben's word, peculiar. Which one is peculiar to Luke? So you have verses 12 through 15. They have the names of those. And who is the one that you think is peculiar to Luke? Nope, Bartholomew is good.
Alphaeus
is good. James, that's good. That's it. Judas, son of James. And Judas, son of James, is found only in Luke. In the other scriptures, it would have been Thaddeus. And so we're thinking that Thaddeus and this other guy may be the same. They just went by a different name. So that is peculiar. I love that name, Ben. Peculiar to Luke. All right. Then what happens is we find the Beatitudes in two Gospels. Luke, and what is the other one? Matthew. Very good. In Matthew, it's called the Sermon on the Mount. In Luke, it's called Sermon on the Plain. It's plain. And that's what the difference is. So in Matthew, Jesus is teaching to the people on the mount. In Luke, he's going down the mountain to preach to the people. He's going to meet the people. And what's important in the Gospel of Luke is that Christ is for everyone. So you don't have to go to Jesus. Jesus is going to go to you. So he's going to these group of people, and it tells about what they're doing. He says they came to hear him. They came to be healed of their diseases. There were those who were troubled with unclean spirits, and they were all trying to touch him. So let's think about the demographic of these folks. These were the poor of poor of poor that were coming to see Jesus. They had little hope in their life. They had no money. They probably had no jobs. They were living the best that they could, which was not much. They didn't have much to eat. They just didn't have homes. They didn't have carts to do their work. They were the poor of the poor. And so Jesus is there to reach out to them and say, hey, I've got it, friends, but you know, there's more to life than the physical being of who you are. And then he talks about these four blessings. He says, blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who are hungry. Blessed are you who weep. Blessed are you when people hate you. And Jesus is trying to say to them that, you know, there's the spiritual aspect of your life that is important as well. Yes, you may be poor. Yes, there may be people that hate you. Yes, you may be hungry. But Christ loves you, God loves you, and God is going to take care of you. You are not alone in this life that you live. He's giving these people something to hope for their hopeless lives. And then he goes on to chapter 2, verse 27 about love of enemies. But I say to you that, listen, love your enemies. You know, folks, face it. We all have enemies. It's how you want to call it, how you want to define it, but we all have enemies. And what does Jesus tell us? To love your enemies, to forgive your enemies. I can think of, in every church I've been a part of, I've had enemies. That's just what it is for preachers. I can remember I was at a church, and there I was the music director there, and there was a group trying to get rid of the preacher, and I didn't think it was very fair. And so I let the, I knew who was the main person, the main enemy, and I let the preacher know. And that person did all they could to get me out of that position. And they succeeded, and it wasn't nice. I can remember I was at a church, and I had an enemy. And I've told you this before, but we had a men's breakfast every month, and so I would go and get the food for the breakfast.
And there was a handicap spot, and it was right next to the door where you unload. So I parked in the handicap spot, and I went down the steps, took the food in, put it in the fridge. When I came back, there was a ticket from the Alexandria police, $500. And a church member called it in. The church paid that bill. That's an enemy. What is sad is a lot of times we don't even know who our enemies are. That's the sad part. A lot of times we don't know who our enemies are. I can recall here when I first came here, there was a group that the words were, "He won't last." And going on 19, 20 years, but you know, that was the refrain, "He won't last." So here I am, friends, but enemies. And then it says in 31, which we know so well, "Do to others as you would have them do to you." And then verse 37 to 38 speaks so well. They give us a great rule of how we should live our lives. So let's read this together where it says, under judging others, we're going to read from there to the bottom of the page. Let's read this together. Ready? "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." Simply put, when you're not nice to somebody, they probably won't be nice back to you. So it's our goal and all of us to work on to love our neighbor as ourself. And that's the good news. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we all say together, Amen.